always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program. Call Mike now at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We've got James in Ohio on the line right now. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Are you calmed down now?
Yes, a little bit.
Well, it's too bad. I wanted to get you fired up again.
Well, you probably will. Go ahead.
How is that Obama crow tasting?
Well, I got to tell you, it tastes pretty bad, but you know I'm going to keep on chewing on it because the man has just, ultimate disappointment. And I'm not ready to admit that McCain would have been any better. I think the message here very, very clearly is it doesn't matter who we vote for because Israel is in control of our government, and they just proved it today.
Oh, my God. It's being proved in front of my eyes every day. I talk to my friends that were very fired up about all this torture and all this other illegal activities, and now that Obama's in, they want to go back to bed. They don't see anything wrong. Everything's beautiful. You know, they're worried about the bankers, but they're not worried about anything else in foreign policy and 18,000 more troops to Afghanistan and bombing sovereign nations and Pakistan. And
you know, I've got a theory here. I think the real Barack Obama has gone on an extended vacation in the Bahamas, and that's actually George Bush inside a Barack Obama suit.
Yeah, it's because, saw a flash like that.
Yeah, it's just absolutely, you know, there's no difference between the two.
Obushma.
They're absolutely, yeah, Obushma. We're going to start calling him that.
Yeah.
Or Obey Me or any of the other names here. But, yeah, it's, you know, there is no change whatsoever. We are headed in the same self-destructive direction. You know, if anything, Barack Obama has, like, you know, kicked off the brakes, so we're heading there faster.
I almost admire the pro-Zionist propaganda has worked so well. It really is. It's impressive.
Yeah, well,
I mean, everywhere I go, you can't even question it. Anybody, maybe like 1 in 20 people, you can say, hey, you know, do you think what they're doing might be wrong?
Well, you know, this is real Dark Ages mentality that we're seeing coming out of Israel, because their attitude is it doesn't matter what they really do. They can do whatever they want, because in the end, they can bludgeon everybody into saying, oh, yes, your feces are not odoriferous. And, you know, and this is real Dark Ages thinking. The idea that might makes right, that it doesn't matter what truth and reality really is, as long as you have the means to club the masses into believing as they are told to believe. We're seeing that, you know, with, you know, this Bishop Williamson. He apologized for upsetting people. He didn't recant his remarks. And Israel saying, that's not enough. We will not accept his apology until he agrees to believe as we tell him to believe.
I know.
I mean, you know, this is right out of the unholy crusades, where you go into other people's countries and say, oh, you can't believe in that God over there. You've got to believe in this God over here, or I will slit your throat.
Well, when did this all begin? At the end of World War II? I mean, how long has this been growing in the United States?
Well, I think it's been sort of ebbing and waning for the last couple of thousand years. And I have to be very honest, the more I see what's going on here in the United States, I am seeing more and more parallels with what was going on in Germany just prior to the rise of Hitler.
Yeah.
Where there was this, you know, this clique of self-supremacist people that was simply trying to reorganize the society for their own personal benefit, and it built up a lot of resentment and a lot of hostility, and, you know, that created that fertile ground for a backlash that Hitler used to such great advantage.
Isn't there similarities in Russia, too, with...
Oh, yeah, with the whole oligarch situation and the rise of communism. Yeah, it really is. We're seeing the same patterns repeat over and over and over again.
So how did they throw them out in Russia?
I think they let most of them move to Israel more recently. Older times, you know, there were all these expulsions. I mean, I've been building a list of all the persecutions and expulsions of the Jewish people throughout history, and it's hundreds of times this sort of thing has happened. And you look through at all of the various circumstances, and there's only one common factor in all of those, and that is the way the Jewish people see themselves as separate and apart and superior to everybody else around them, and how they treat the rest of the community around them. It just inevitably creates this hostility, and they'll push it way too far, trigger a backlash, and then they run around tearing their hair out and saying, oh, why me, Lord?
I've been battling with a Zionist blogger, and I keep asking her, where is the line between pride and supremacy? Will you please define it for me? And she just said, well, it's where everybody else is.
Yeah, it's what's okay for us is not okay for you. I mean, we see that double standard all the time.
Yeah.
But with this thing about Durban 2 today, I mean,
that's horrible.
Yeah, Israel has just shown to the world that, you know, we, the American people, are not in charge of our country anymore. It's just like Ariel Sharon said, we, the Jewish people, control America, and the Americans know it, but they sure proved it today.
Oh, my God. Oh, and I just wanted to add one more thing, too. You just put up the blog about the tea parties. I'm really enjoying that. I'm so glad to see it. And
yes.
Thank you to WAIS Radio.
Well, thank you very much for giving them that shout out. And, yeah, the tea party is kind of a special symbolic thing for us Americans. One of my ancestors came home with salty tea in his boots one night 200-some-odd years ago. I was going to go throw some tea bags into Pearl Harbor down here, but I wound up giving the box to a homeless guy I saw on the way. So I'm sort of fell short on that particular thing. But, but at some point, the symbolic gestures are going to be seen as not effective. I mean, they've been ineffective. We've had millions of people marching against these wars, and yet the wars still happen. So we've got taxation without representation, and at some point the symbolic gestures are going to give away to non-symbolic gestures. We're starting to see it with the vandalization of homes of various politicians and CEOs. It's going to get ugly, and the U.S. government is already preparing for it, And we, the American people, have got to be planning and preparing how we're going to circumvent that. And because otherwise, you know, if we let them say when and where the confrontation is going to take place, we will lose automatically. And people who are really seriously thinking about opposing what the government is trying to do to this country, you got to start thinking very seriously on a tactical level. Two books I would recommend, Sun Tzu's The Art of War and The Book of Five Rings by Miyamoto Musashi. Two very excellent books for discussing these kinds of events, and they're available online for free. Anything else, James? Okay, I guess we lost James. And, all right, turning back to the news then, one of the other stories that came up here, I'm going to finish on this one because I wanted to kind of get past this. I'm calling it the Big Bang Race. We all know the Large Hadron Collider being built in Europe. Its goal is to create a particle called the Higgs boson, which is thought to account for a lot of the so-called missing mass in the universe. See, the mathematics that they have for the so-called Big Bang and the expansion of the universe, the math doesn't work out on several different fronts.